Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. My name is Karen Deaton, and my pronouns are she, her, hers. I'm not sure when I joined Prairie, but we started coming 17 years ago. And I currently serve as the chair of the Religious Exploration Committee, and I also chair the Landscape Care Committee, which doesn't mean that I have actually gotten on top of that. So Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and an open-minded congregation. We strive to be welcoming to everybody, although we recognize that we all have biases that limit our understanding of how others may perceive us. We stumble in our efforts, but we commit to keep trying to grow our ability to love people of every ethnic and religious background. Whatever your color, your sexual orientation, your family structure, your age, or your abilities. Since we don't have our name tags on, we'd like to invite you to add your pronouns to your name in Zoom. Introducing yourself with your pronouns is a good way to challenge the norm that these should be assumed based on what people look like, and it helps us create a space that's welcoming for everyone, no matter how they identify. If you don't know how to add your pronouns, instructions will be in the chat. Thanks, Renee. So we have a few announcements this week. Thursday night fun will be at 6:30. Everyone is welcome, though we target it at the 8 years old and under crowd. And this week, Kathy and Randy are the fun leaders, and they're going to be doing a musical activity. Dungeons and Dragons happens every week. The advanced group is on Friday, and the beginner group is on Saturday. I think the beginners are on break now, and this would be a good time for you to join if you are looking to start something new. This next Sunday will be an exciting day for Prairie. It'll be our first outdoor service at 2006 Winona Drive, that's the annex. We'll be doing a poetry share, so bring a poem or two to share. And we will also have a special social time starting at 9:30 so people can chat and mingle before the service starts, because we're all going to be so eager to see each other. Childcare will start shortly before the service. And you'll need to, if you're bringing kids, you'll need to get there in time to get them all signed in and oriented before the service starts. So bring a lawn chair. And bring your signed consent form, or there will be copies available on site. The consent has been updated due to the latest CDC guidelines. So if you signed the one that was mailed to you, you may need to sign the new one. The consent, basically, it says that if you are vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. If you are not vaccinated, then you'll need to wear a mask and maintain distance and do other things to maintain safety. And then be aware that the program committee has made some changes due to being outside, and that they'll continue modifying how the order of service works and how things are laid out after they see what works well and what doesn't. So thanks for being flexible about all of that. And we are going to be so happy to see everybody in person again. Our new DRE, Alice Mant, is going to read our opening words. If you would like to light a candle of your own, a chalice of your own, feel free. Go ahead, Alice.
We call forth the life of our faith by igniting our chalice. This spark of new beginnings invites us into a sacred space to reflect where we have been and where we are going. Even knowing that this particular flame will intentionally end with our ritual extinguishing, we fear not its end, for we know with brave hearts that from every ending of our lives, we are set forth to make a new beginning.
Thank you, Alice. And today we're going to be talking about endings and beginnings and transitions of many kinds. We're going to take a moment for a silent meditation now. It'll begin and end with the sound of a chime. We have been through a lot this year, and I know there have been a lot of times when I have felt like I did not know how to do the thing that I needed to do next. And we're going to have a story, our story for all ages today is about somebody who thinks she can't. The story is called When Sophie Thinks She Can't. I'm going to share my screen and we'll watch the story.
When Sophie Thinks She Can't, by Molly Bang, creator of 3 Caldecott Honor Books. Sophie loves working in the vegetable garden and exploring the woods. But today it's pouring rain, and Sophie's inside, trying and trying to build puzzle pieces into a square. Sophie's sister walks by. She moves the pieces, and suddenly they all fit perfectly.
Too bad you're not smart, says her sister, and she walks away.
I can't!
The next day is sunny, not sunny for Sophie.
I can't do anything, she thinks.
She drags her feet all the way to school.
Oh no! What's the one word on the board?
Smart. How do we become smart? Asks Mrs. Mulry. Nobody knows the answer. They all think you have to be born smart.
Flex those strong muscles of yours, says Mrs. Mulry.
All the children flex their muscles.
Our muscles get stronger when we exercise, right?
When we exercise our brains by thinking hard, our brains get stronger too.
Now, we've been learning about rectangles and squares.
Rectangle, 4 sides, 4 right angles, opposite sides equal length and parallel.
Square, rectangle with all sides equal. Today we'll exercise our brains with a math puzzle using squares and rectangles.
But I can't do puzzles, Sophie thinks. I know I have strong muscles. I'm good at soccer, and I work hard in the garden. I can't do puzzles. I'm never smart at math.
But Ms. Mulry is talking. You're going to build a bigger rectangle out of 12 small squares. How many different rectangles can you make? Use the tools at your table or come up with another way.
I can't do it, says Sophie.
Make your brain stronger, whispers Paula. Just try. Paula gathers up a pile of square tiles.
Think hard, Sophie, whispers Andrew. He takes a sheet of graph paper. Sophie sits and stares and stares. Maybe she can draw them.
Oh, Sophie does draw squares, but her squares are all different sizes. Paula has too many tiles. This problem is too hard.
Ms. Mulry is smiling. She speaks to the class.
I see you mathematicians struggling.
Now's the time to use the most important word. That word is yet. You haven't figured it out yet. Keep working, keep trying, and you will. Paula, Andrew, and Sophie work hard. Paula takes only 12 tiles and builds them into a rectangle. Andrew marks a red X in each square as he counts them. Sophie thinks of her garden. Her garden is a rectangle. The vegetables are in a straight line, or in straight lines. Sophie draws a line with 12 different vegetables on it. She draws squares around the 12 vegetables. Paula, Andrew, and Sophie count their different rectangles. 4 different kinds. But Sophie is worried.
Mine's not a rectangle, she groans. It's too long.
It is a rectangle, says Paula. It's a very long one.
We did it.
Meanwhile, Ms. Mulry looks at the rectangles the other students have made. 6 rectangles.
You all did it, she says. Smarter. You've worked hard and gotten stuck. You've used the most important word, yet. You've tried and tried again, helped each other, and solved it. Those brains of yours have certainly gotten stronger. Sophie has the sun on her face. I solved the puzzle, she laughs. And it was a math puzzle. I did it. I can do it again. I'm getting smarter. When Sophie gets home, her dad has a puzzle too.
I can't figure out how to fix this cabinet door, he says.
Dad, says Sophie, you have to use the most important word. You can't figure it out yet. Can I help? And you know what? They do fix it together.
We have had a lot of situations in our community where we had to keep trying. And we'd like to take a moment to recognize the people who served on the building committee.
Your personal writing assistant.
Oh, dang.
Emails,
hold on.
Messages, stronger essays.
Hold on.
Sometimes the kitchen table is the office and the classroom. Grammarly offers suggestions to help you get work done from anywhere. It covers everything from correcting grammatical errors to rewording a phrase.
Got to close a window. I'm back. So we'd like to take a little time to thank the committees and people who have just had to figure out, you know, things that they hadn't ever done yet, things that they didn't know how to do yet. So thank you to the building committee. Thank you to the program committee. Thanks to the religious education committee. Thanks to caring committee. Everybody has been doing things in a new way this year. So let's just celebrate the fact that we have done so much. And now I would like to share with you some more detail about what's been going on in our religious exploration program over this past year.
Should I stop the recording now, Karen?
Yes.
Okay.
You, Karen. Excuse me. Thank you, Karen. I think it's been a very unusual year for all of us, but I am really looking forward to meeting the children and youth in person, and with their help, building a program that inspires them and is responsive to their needs. Even though this is a bridging service traditionally put on to recognize the transition from youth to young adulthood, I feel like we all find ourselves transitioning in some way. Like many transitions that young people go through, bridging can be joyful, sad, and challenging. And I think like the toll that it has taken and the obstacles that it has presented for youth and children may have been particularly difficult. And I feel like we're bridging to the new normal, where there's a lot of uncertainty and anxiety. I see part of my job here at Prairie to help the congregation and the children navigate and create what we want the new normal to be.
Thank you, Alice. So let's see. It's time for us to extinguish our chalices and have our closing words, which Alice will read.
We wish for you a storm or two that you may enjoy the calm. We wish for you tranquility in time of trial. We wish you a cool breeze on a warm day and the pale white clouds that you may better appreciate the blueness of the sky. We wish you darkness that you may see the stars. We wish you anticipation of high adventure, and we wish you the courage to avoid battle. We wish you a sense of wonder and poetry and music. We wish you companionship that you may appreciate solitude. We wish you a friend who will understand you and understanding so that you may have a friend. We wish you may become all that you wish to be and more than you hope that you can be. We wish you a flower to smell, a hand to touch, a voice to cheer, a heart to gladden, and we wish you someone to love as we love you.
Thanks, Alice. That was really beautiful.